This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Friday's top news, and we begin upon Capitol Hill, where there's been a stunner in the U.S. Senate. Just one day after we told you that there had been a bipartisan deal struck on job creation legislation, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has scuttled the bill. The plan, which was originally put together by Democrat Max Baucus of Montana and Republican Charles Grassley of Iowa, called for about $85 billion in spending. Although they claim with spending cuts and closing of tax hole loopholes, the total price tag to the taxpayer would be about $35 billion. They focused on the extension of unemployment benefits and also pushed a tax holiday on the payroll tax for employers who hire new workers this year. But while Grassley and maybe a few other Republicans would have voted for the plan, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's not going to push a Republican bill that almost no Republicans would actually support.
The Republicans, I don't know in logic what they could say to oppose this, but we've seen since Obama was elected, they have opposed everything. They're the party of no.
But conservative Republicans have their reasons for not liking this plan. New Hampshire's Judd Gregg, the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, says this plan of tens of billions of dollars of more spending was never offset.
Anything like this should be fully offset and paid for, in my opinion. You know, we just can't keep adding debt to our books, even if they're for tax cuts, which make a lot of sense to small businesses in this case. We still should pay for them. And they were paid for on the tax cut side, but the spending initiatives on the highways was not paid for. It was totally a shell game. They claimed a $15 billion expense when, in fact, it was an $80 billion expense.
In a conversation with MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell on Friday, Senator Gregg was also asked about the upcoming health care summit with bipartisan participation on February 25th. The senator says he's not sure there's going to be a substantive discussion since the television cameras will be in the room, but he says if people are interested in substantive ideas, he's got plenty.
And so for me, the health care issue revolves around getting the costs under control as well as getting better health care and more access. And the problem with the bills that came through the Senate and the House was they did nothing. They actually exploded the cost, exploded the size of government. So I say, let's step back. Let's start with a blank sheet of paper and let's start putting on that sheet of paper things we can agree about.
Plenty of opinions in the House of Representatives as well. On Friday, I spoke with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who used very direct language to explain what he thinks is the best path towards job creation. Congressman Gohmert wants to see tax relief for everyone who pays taxes.
Give a tax holiday to everybody who's earning money now, not to those who don't pay any taxes. That's why I asked President Bush back with the so-called stimulus in January 2008, how do you give a rebate to people that didn't even put any bait in?
Gohmert sits on the House Small Business Committee, and he says in talking with business owners in his district in eastern Texas that those folks are very concerned about the Obama agenda, primarily on health care and with the so-called cap-and-trade legislation. And if you listen closely, Gohmert has a slightly different name for that bill.
We're hearing health care is dead, and then we hear from Pelosi's number one negotiator, they're going to do reconciliation and jam this down America's throat, even though the majority, vast majority, don't want it. The cap-and-trade bill, it is still out there. They're hoping to pass that. I've got guys, Greg, that have told me that their refineries are on hold. They're waiting to see if that lives or dies, because if the cap-and-trade bill passes, they're going to Argentina or Latin America with those jobs.
Another day, another announced retirement on Capitol Hill, this time a Democrat and a famous one at that, Rhode Island's Patrick Kennedy, son of the late Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, who will be stepping down after 8 terms in Congress. Despite the Republican takeover of the Senate seat his father once held just a couple of weeks ago, Congressman Kennedy says it was not a tough political climate that caused him to bow out of this year's campaign.
I've faced real adversity politically. Most political obstacles that I've faced would have forced anybody out of office. If it were a matter of me saying that I wasn't going to run because I was afraid of the political obstacles that I was facing, I would have gotten out of politics a long time ago.
In other political news, former President Bill Clinton back at home in Chappaqua, New York, outside of New York City today, just one day after undergoing surgery to have a stent placed inside one of his coronary arteries. The procedure comes 5.5 years after Clinton underwent quadruple bypass surgery in the late summer of 2004. Clinton complained of some chest discomfort earlier in the week, but decided not to check into the hospital until after the major storm. of Tuesday and Wednesday had passed through the area. For more on the president's condition, as well as good heart health tips and some of the warning signs that you may be having some heart trouble, check out my interview with Peter Moore, the editor of Men's Health. You can find that at dateline.radioamerica.org. Also on the interview site today, you can also, of course, catch my full interview with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, as well as my conversation with Professor Robert Pugsley of the Southwestern Law School in Los Angeles about an interesting case in federal court in Philadelphia in which the Obama administration is asking that the government have access retroactively to your cell phone records and mine, even without the need for a warrant. We'll also be speaking with John Gizzi and get some of his political predictions. Gizzi, of course, is the political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And we'll find out why it may not just be incumbent Democrats, but incumbent Republicans as well, who are in trouble due to a very unsatisfied voter base across the country. We'll discuss that with former longtime USA Today White House correspondent Richard Benedetto. All of that, plus our weekly visit with the Capitol Steps, dateline.radioamerica.org.